escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Too much too soon for college football quarterback.
And was there one mistake we never want to make again?
And what were they doing putting the belt on Bob Backlund? It's the Emerging Podcast Scene, presented by Extend Technologies on 92.3 The Fan Extra on the free Odyssey app.
The first 4 hours were simply an amuse-bouche.
I'm stuffed. I can't remember the last time I ate this much.
Sure you don't want no dessert?
Not for me.
I'm good.
Your table is now ready for Carmen and Lima's Emerging Podcast Scene.
We're brought to you by Extend Technologies, XTENDAV.com. I had a lot of reaction to the Mercury Topaz story.
Oh, really?
A lot of reaction. A lot of people saying they had actual childhoods kind of like that. Not with a woman with a Mercury Topaz, but like with a neighbor who was definitely going through things before society knew what they were going through.
Yeah, and the things you would say about those people and how parents would kind of tiptoe over the verbiage because you're kids. You have this innocence about you. And
but she would take the innocence right away because of the things she would yell at you. Right. So it's like, well, yeah, I've heard them now.
It is amazing. We talk all the time about the similarities we had growing up, basically at least three members of the show. And I've told the story about getting a knife pulled on me and cops having to be called on my aunt's street. It's crazy how that does force you to grow up like really fast. You get a knife pulled to you, the innocence is kind of gone. Like that kind of wakes you up and also puts you on notice that like your behavior, your mouth, your shenanigans, your
hooligans,
will
get you in real trouble.
Like, oh, it's all fun and games until somebody who's unstable has a knife pulled up against you.
Like that's nuts.
It is ridiculous.
That's nuts. I'll tell you one of the old drug stories from later on, or from years ago later on at another point. I had a thought here. Bryce Underwood had some thoughts about the Ohio State-Michigan rivalry, about being the quarterback at Michigan. You asked me about Bryce Underwood yesterday, and I went, oh my goodness. Yeah, because he's getting ready to play. And I got to hear like 10, 15 seconds of Danny Cannell's thoughts about it. And I know Danny Cannell can be a controversial figure in the world of college football, but I'm entertained by him. Yeah. So they'd asked Danny Cannell on Cover 3 about Bryce Underwood taking over, and I got about, again, 15 seconds into his answer, and then you called me yesterday. So I'm not necessarily sure what was said, but Bryce Underwood, now, because I remember where Danny said, well, you know, that's kind of what we have to do. You have to play these freshmen before you even know. And then you called and I went, oh my gosh, that's exactly right. So I have no idea what Danny said after, but Cover 3 podcast, it's in the Odyssey family podcast. Go right on ahead.
I honestly can't wait to see him. I can't wait to see what he looks like.
But Bryce Underwood, like, I've heard anywhere between $10 and $20 million. We don't know these figures. Mm-hmm. Who knows? So say it's $10 million. You have to play Bryce Underwood to be able to hold on to Bryce Underwood, plus the investments there. And it's more and more
people that paid the money.
I think we have to understand just how challenging it is to be a good quarterback now in the world, let alone the NFL, how insanely challenging it is to be a good quarterback in the NFL. It's always been a difficult position and arguably the most difficult in sports. But now, where a guy like Bryce Underwood, you have no time. You would have no time in the NFL because if you're drafted highly, it's immediate play. You have to play immediately. And then if you're in college, you know, there's a difference, and I do think this. You know, once you come out of college, there is a part where the body, like, you will bulk up a little bit more, but your body kind of slows down. The difference between an 18-year-old and a 21-year-old can be nuts. The difference between the college weight program and the high school weight program.
That's why Indiana, of all schools, was winning games. They had a bunch of men on their team,
yes.
And until they played a real team.
Yes.
They were beating a lot of teams because they had a 3-year advantage,
yeah.
And a weight advantage and a maturity advantage.
It's tough. Like, there are times, like, and Owen knows this, and I don't mean to turn it into the thing you hate, but it's like, yeah, man, we'll play a team of dudes, and I'm like, well, whatever happens, happens, because we physically can't beat them.
You know.
Because they are bigger. They are physically bigger, and we are smaller, and it's just going to probably go that way today, so let's just hope nobody gets hurt. In college football, that usually doesn't happen because you're playing 21-year-olds. But when you're playing an 18-year-old quarterback, like, I'm worried about him being able to physically take the punishment of Big Ten college football.
They've never been hit
at
in
18
that way.
Years
they
old.
Can, in high school, they can just run away from guys,
yes.
Power through guys.
There's more rules to protect them in Big Ten college football than there were in high school. Some of the hardest hits we see are in high school football now, but there are still bigger bodies falling on you. But still, you go from high school football to immediately having to play at a high level to people immediately judging you. Now, that's what the money's for. You get that with the money. So you have to take some bad with the good. The good is the money, and you get a lot of money, but you're going to have to take some of the bad, and that's a criticism from people like us. And playing in big rivalries where people take it very seriously and they play for keeps. So he'll have to deal with that. But it's also to where now college football is becoming more like the NFL, where you're seeing more busts now, I think, than what we've seen before, where guys, you know, Quinn Ewers got a million dollars, and now that's like chump change now for quarterbacks. He gets $1 million from Ohio State.
Isn't it crazy? He's done. Like,
yeah.
I remember watching the high school,
yes.
Highlights, the spring throwing. When he was caught on camera, and now his career's over.
And I know
like that.
I know there were always cautionary tales before. I don't even know if he's a cautionary tale. It's just you got to get what you can. And it wasn't like Quinn Ewers is going to starve. And he may not be a pro quarterback. He may not be pro ready. And he may very well should have gone back to college football and played at a place that
seems
was
like
not
it.
Texas, where he could still make a lot of money.
It seems like it. By the way, it got me thinking, like, what would have happened in the NIL era with somebody like Justin Zwick? Would Ohio State have been forced to keep trotting him out there? He would have been one of the highest paid guys that year.
Yes,
like,
he would have.
I'm just telling you. Ron Paulus. Paulus, another one, right? The Beano...
Beano Cooks, two-time Heisman Trophy winner.
Like, what would these coaches have had to do if those players struggled right away? It is pretty incredible. That's why the dynamic, this is why I'm telling you, I am looking forward. I mean, a Michigan quarterback. When have I cared? When's the last time I cared about a Michigan quarterback? They went out and got a guy who's the highest paid player in all of college football by some accounts next year. That instantly has me wanting to see him. And now, can he possibly measure up to that? What would you have to do to measure up to being the highest paid guy? Is he going to have Michigan knocking on the door?
He got Oklahoma to start off your season.
Of a national championship? You have a game against Oklahoma?
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on. That's why that is one part of the NIL. I know so many people are annoyed with NIL and what it means for the future of college football, whatever. But this is where it's cool. This is where it's fun. You tell me a guy's making that much money, and I have a vested interest. And for a lot of people, they'll be rooting against him even more so.
And it's doing the same thing that what it does in, you know, if you become the head coach at an Ohio State, you know, I would say Michigan, but that position's open. So, you know, Michigan gets to enjoy it. But if you're at a place like Ohio State, I think a lot of quarterbacks will gravitate towards your program. I don't know if that's the truth with Michigan altogether. Now, I know that they're a recent national champion, so I give them their respect. But I don't know if that's the type of place that guys go to flock to be a quarterback. You know, they had their problems with Jim Harbaugh, and they finally got it right. J.J. McCarthy did a good job. But, you know, we're still waiting to see what J.J. McCarthy becomes. You know, people will go to Oklahoma. People will go to USC. and I think that they're fine. But man, if you are one of these programs, like Nebraska, as proud and traditional as Nebraska football is, and I know that some of that is tongue in cheek when we talk about their tradition. I mean, they're completely at the whim of Dylan Raiola. They're completely there. And, I mean, they got another two seasons, this season and next season at least, to try to go through those ebbs and flows of him. It's the same thing to some degree, you know, wide receiver you with Ohio State. Now, I think, honestly, if Ohio State were to lose Jeremiah Smith, they would have to get two guys to be Jeremiah Smith, but they would still be a very good program because it's Ohio State. But there are some places, man.
Henry's kid, by the way.
Yeah, they are. I saw that. They're completely beholden to the type of talent that they were able to recruit at one position. Usually that's a quarterback, and usually that's the money that's given to that quarterback. And with it being a year-by-year thing, that's why, you know, I am an advocate, and I don't want to go down this road too much, but I am an advocate of trying to do something where they can sign contracts and actually be paid as maybe even a 1099 employee. Because I think that if you just declare free agency every single year, you can be put in a bad spot. You could go to a place just for the money where you don't have the proper coaching. You don't have the proper opportunity. You know, that's where I want to see what Fran Brown's able to do at Syracuse, where, okay, you had a good season last season. There were some holdovers there. I know that you've had a conversation before about what type of booster backing you can get. You know, they have that one Godfather booster who's kind of willing to give money, but they're kind of weird about it. And I want to see what he can do. Because he was able to do a good job with Kyle McCord last year. And we see that Kyle McCord made the right decision because he's right now not on an NFL roster. So I want to see how that kind of plays out there. But for a guy like Bryce Underwood, it's interesting how this is going straight towards more NFL football where you have to play as soon as you can. Young guys will play. They will get paid. And, it's weird where I want to know if the college football players end up getting what the NFL players are supposed to get. Because I actually talked to a former player about this the other day. Because I always end up asking questions. Because I've had these theories before, but here was a guy who was in the meetings with the NFLPA at the time. And I asked about, Kevin Mawai and why I thought it was short-sighted that they put in the rookie wage scale where instead of rewarding guys who have been in the league for longer, really all you're doing is cutting off your own knees. Because now they'll just pay a third-round guy. They'll deal with sloppier football, but the usual American doesn't know what they're looking at. And by the end of the season, it's not bad football anyway. They'll deal with sloppier football, and they'll pay a guy less instead of paying an eight-year guy going into his ninth year more to play the same position, even though you're going to get better quality out of him. And I wonder if that's actually going to go the way that it goes for that they wanted it for the NFL, if it goes that way for college. Like, are you willing to pay more to a 22-year-old guy who's a hell of a hand, who knows what he's doing, who's been to two schools already and has elevated those programs, that you know you have a veteran there that can help you instead of the 18-year-old?
Well, I get
like,
that.
Is there a team that goes out and just gets veterans and that's it?
I think
Colorado, Texas Tech, you got to pay attention to those teams.
What I want to know is, like, I know a Division I college basketball coach, and he told me a few years ago he's never recruiting high schoolers again.
Yeah.
So what does that do to the high school situation, the landscape for high school kids coming out knowing that colleges aren't even going to look at them?
It hurts opportunities.
It's crazy.
But, they're also, these guys are paid to win. And, the guy you've told me about was kind of touch and go for a couple years at the place he was at before, hit on those transfers, and now he's in a better place. And now he's talked about with other jobs, even more high-profile jobs. So still the name of the game is get the talent in and figure out a way with the talent. But I also know that the dearth of great quarterbacks that it seemed to be, and maybe I was just younger and more naive, is there seemed to be at least a dozen guys in like 1996 who you could put out there and really think are going to be really good quarterbacks for you and can help you win football games. And now it feels like, man, you get past about, maybe I hold a higher standard now. Maybe I've seen enough. Maybe I've seen Tom Brady and Peyton Manning, and now it's Mahomes, and now it's Allen, and my standards have changed. Maybe that's it. Maybe I've just gotten older. But, man, it feels like there's four guys, and the rest are wanting. You know, if I go back, if you guys talk about yourselves and I look at, like, 1996 NFL passing leaders, I bet I could find
Brett Favre.
More guys. But, I mean, from the top down, I bet I could find more guys that at the time I was confident in that could go out and win you football games and go to the playoffs. And I don't know if I can find that many guys now. Like, okay.
Talking about guys just random toiling year on a roster, right?
Yes. Random year. I got StatMuse here. Who are the leading passers? Okay. Passing yards. Here we go. View all players in this category. This is Pro Football Reference. Mark Brunell, Jacksonville, 26 years old.
Heard of him.
Vinny, Baltimore, 33. He threw for 4,100 yards. They were 4-12, though. Drew Bledsoe, underrated because of Tom Brady. Underrated by the generation after because Tom Brady. Drew Bledsoe was a franchise quarterback. Yeah. This is 1996. Brett Favre.
Yeah.
Jeff Blake. Gus Frerotte. John Elway. Bobby Hebert. Troy Aikman. Scott Mitchell. Ty Detmer. Trent Dilfer. Jim Kelly. And Dan Marino. Jim Kelly only played in 13 games. Dan Marino only played in 13 games in 1996. Yeah, you had Dan Marino at 35 years old. You had Jim Kelly at 36 years old. Stan Humphries at 31 in San Diego, who only played in 13 games as well.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Super Bowl.
So, I mean, if you go by name recognition alone, I can name you nine guys who you're like, these guys are good quarterbacks. These guys are guys that can put it on you.
They had to be post.
Can I name the same?
There was two in there that, well, three maybe that I would be like, I'll pass on. Bobby Hebert, I'll pass. I actually would have taken Jeff Blake then.
Jeff Blake had some good years.
Yeah. He had a good 2-year run.
Gus Frerotte?
He might have been a pass on, other than he's from Tulsa. And so.
What about Scott Mitchell? That's a weird one.
No.
Okay.
Dilfer was the other one.
Yeah, Dilfer was the other one. Even though Trent Dilfer was the number one overall pick, if I'm not mistaken. Now, I mean, name it off the top of your head. Ain't no Rodgers. Not now.
What are you're asking?
But I'm also judging real time against my own memories. That's tough to do. That's the argument I always make for LeBron. I'm like, guys, you have LeBron in real time. You judge him every night against the ghost of what you believe was Michael Jordan, even though Michael Jordan averaged 20 a night at 40 years old. But LeBron is also, you know, playing on a team that's expected to go to the playoffs every year. Washington wasn't. Off the top of your head, Mahomes, Allen, okay, Lamar, three. Who else? Burrow?
I'd still take Burrow.
Yeah. Guys who you know can go approach a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Four. That's four. Who else?
Well, now you have to say...
Jalen Hurts
is five, okay. Even though, man, if you took away Saquon...
Are you taking Matt Stafford out?
I'm taking Matt Stafford out.
He's eliminated?
I mean, he can barely walk.
Goff, is he out?
I think Goff is questionable, I'm judging Goff in real time.
I think Goff could get to a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. I think he probably could, but
I think he's already got one.
Well, you know, it's an impossible thing
Baker?
To do.
Baker?
No.
If Goff could, you can't see Baker?
I didn't really want to put Goff in there.
No.
I didn't really want to put him in there.
I think you got to put Baker in there if you're putting Goff in there.
Exactly. But if I'm not putting Goff in there, am I putting Baker?
Is that a personal thing?
No. I know it comes off that way.
Feels like a personal thing to me.
I can't just sit there and lie to you guys about how I feel about Baker Mayfield just so I don't get accused of personal feelings.
We had a guy that I know you know on social media, Chad. I think he was on a John Telich podcast once. He's been going after me for, 4 years on Baker Mayfield. And I said the beauty of Baker... How could you not give him amazing amount of credit, especially last year? Having a bounce back, it's one thing to have one good year. I mean, Sam Darnold just had one good year. Geno Smith's had a few good years. Baker was the number one overall pick, and he came back, and he backed up a good year with a great year. I'm sitting there getting in debate because, people know that I wanted to move on and that I was all about Deshaun Watson, who I thought was a top five quarterback at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about Baker, the beauty about Baker is everybody who's ever had a big opinion on Baker Mayfield, they have been 100% right at one point or another, depending on the year.
Yeah.
Depending on the year. If you
thought he sucked and threw nothing but hospital bowls.
He had 2 years where he was one of the worst quarterbacks in the NFL. If you thought he was great, look at last year.
You've had a few years.
Yeah, so... Can he do it a third straight year? Because if he does it for a third straight year, that's it. He's just officially a good quarterback and a good career. If he has another good year. If he has a bad year this year, and I don't know why he would, but if he has a bad year this year...
He really shouldn't.
Then what do we say about the career of Baker Mayfield?
How's Tristan Wirfs feeling?
Is he officially a bust as a number one overall pick if he has a bad year this year?
Remember they changed his contract up, so he's getting like $30 million.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Now I don't know how that's going to work long term, because like if you have a bad year, what's your out? Like, because what's your next year if you're Baker Mayfield? Yeah. Like I have to look at his contract. What's his contract? Because that plays into it as well. Like the Trey Hendrickson thing. It's like okay, well Cincinnati, you got to give Cincinnati credit. They gave him all the money in the world for this year. And now they could cut bait, they could franchise him, they could still franchise and trade him. There's a lot there with a 30-year-old guy. So it seems like, by the way, I know we've been making a big deal about the Steelers. I think that's a question I need to remember for around the AFC North tomorrow. Like, should we be talking about the Bengals as all in this year? Like, is this where it's at here? Because you have T. Higgins, you have Jamar Chase, your defense is suspect, and you've done what you could to sign Trey Hendrickson, but it's just for this year. So are we underrating them like Super Bowl or bust potential with the Cincinnati Bengals this year? I think that's a legitimate question to ask. Is it Rapine or Egger? Probably Rapine. I think that's a legitimate question to ask him.
Yeah, their game one is the most important game since the Super Bowl. Their kickoff, their opening kickoff against us, I don't think Browns fans are fully appreciating how much is riding on this game, and we will continue to talk about it. It's massive for Cincinnati. If they start out 0-1, do you understand what people are going to be saying about Burrow in Cincinnati and wanting out and the defense? They've had 5 years to get their defense, playing well, and they can't do it again, and you're going to lose to the Browns again, and his record against the Browns is going to be 3-6. Like, there is going to be a ton, and they'll be trying to avoid 0-2 start for a fifth straight year, I think it is. Massive, massive game. I totally agree. By the way, Baker is three games below 500 for his career.
Oh.
Does that mean anything to you?
Um, I think it tells you how QB wins are not the most important thing for a franchise quarterback.
But I think it's kind of accurate with him. I think he's been up and down.
But he's also been very inconsistent. He's also a franchise quarterback, though. I mean, how many guys would you take Baker Mayfield?
Oh, 100% he's a franchise quarterback.
Okay.
I'm not debating that.
I would take him over two-thirds of the league to go out and win me a football game. I mean, he's on the cusp of really good.
Again, if he has a third straight year, I think it's very significant in how – I mean, that'll be the – it'll be the official – and it's probably already been the end. It'll be the official end of, you know, did we make a mistake? Yes. It'll. No matter what was going on at the time, it's officially official. A lot of people would say it's already official.
Let me ask you this. When we take a quarterback next year, because I'm not trying to root against anybody we have on the team. It's just that's where it seems to be right now. We should have a day. Like, I hope they play well enough where we have an official day going, guys, we're not taking a quarterback next year. But, you know, that's easier said than done.
That'll be a big day.
That's easier said on August 26th than it is ever done at any point during the season. When we take our quarterback next year, do we learn lessons from the Baker experience as hosts? As people who watch the Browns, is there something that's going to be in your head? Because there's going to be ebbs and flows. It can't all be sunshine and roses.
CJ Stroud
had a rough second year.
Yeah, great rookie year. What a playoff game.
He kind of went through some trials and tribulations this year. I'm still very high on CJ Stroud. Jordan Love, you know, had a little bit of an up and down there. Bryce Young, it started off to the point where they were ready to give up on him, and now he's kind of got the nose up on that thing. Let's see where it goes this year.
Caleb Williams.
Caleb Williams going under a lot right now. Did not have a great camp.
And I just, there's something about it. I know Jaden Daniels was sensational, and I think...
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
He's really good, and everybody thinks
he's
really
good. You're afraid of year two.
It almost seems like there's going to be some steps back.
Yep.
There always is.
We should do bold predictions next week.
Who doesn't have steps back? In year two,
it's
Mahomes. Is he the only one?
But remember, his year two felt like a year one to everybody because he sat.
Oh, I meant his year two.
When you talk Mahomes with Anthony, you can never consider 2017 as year one. It's always 2018.
Yeah.
But then he get that doesn't count though.
Did he go for 50 touchdowns?
I'm translating for Anthony here.
Listen, he's a Hall of Famer without a doubt, arguably the best to ever do it by the time he's ever done. But he had an advantage that not a lot of these guys ever had. Like, Jaden Daniels had to go out there and change a culture around. Like, everybody, the biggest Washington fans hated the Commanders. Yeah. Jaden Daniels had to change a lot of that. That's a lot to do. He got to sit behind a good football coach and a pretty good quarterback in Alex Smith and learn for a year before he took over. And everybody, and you got to admit, the professionalism that was shown by that Kansas City Chiefs team that season was incredible, where everybody knew the score. Everybody knew what was going to happen. Alex Smith knew what was going to happen, and they were that's about as professional as you can get. Now, I know I'm doing hindsight, but that's pretty amazing. You think about the incubation period that Patrick Mahomes had. It doesn't – greatness is greatness. I don't care. I think he's better. And I said before, and I was wrong, because I was probably a little bit bitter and a little bit jealous. Like, I didn't think Mahomes would be as good as Mahomes has been had he had to play year one right with the Cleveland Browns. And maybe he wouldn't be as good, but he'd still be pretty damn good. But he had a really good incubation period there that the other guys that we ever mentioned, they do not get that luxury, because that was a luxury. Maybe it was frustrating with him for a minute, but, man, you got a chance to really slow that game down before he had to go out there and actually deal with the speed of the game. I think for our lesson that we'll learn is, I think I'm going to be much more under the microscope with the Browns and what I think is too much too soon. Because I did think that, they tried to hand the franchise over to Baker, and he was not ready for it at that time.
He may have been ready at times with his on-the-field play.
Yes.
Behind the scenes.
But his mentality... And part of me, I can't blame him, because he was such a swordsman at Oklahoma. How could you not go back to that experience if you were Baker Mayfield and go, it's going to work like this? But you would went into a good program at Oklahoma. The Browns are a struggling organization that you go into, and still are.
But it looked like, despite all of that, we had finally gotten to a point, yes, where, hey, we have a normal functioning front office, mm-hmm, a normal functioning coaching staff, and a quarterback that is ready to lead the city.
And you're right, but once he had to humble himself, and I know that can be a tough word, because I do think that Sean McVay, I think Matt Stafford has hung on longer than Sean McVay thought he was going to. I think there's maybe some in the back of Sean McVay's head that he could have thought that this guy could be my next guy that I could get for relatively.
I mean, you, didn't, dart, right?
You didn't get Matt Stafford for cheap, but I can get, and I don't have to go and sit there and put him in the incubator and all that other stuff. And then he played well enough to go get picked up by the Buccaneers, but the Buccaneers only really thought he was a stopgap.
Yeah.
They were only going, and he ended up being great. And credit to himself, because in 2019, he tried to hand the franchise over to him, and he picked Freddie Kitchens, almost torpedoed his own career. Then after 2020, you know, he has this again, and he doesn't really know how to handle his wide receivers. He doesn't really know how to handle himself. He gets hurt. Andrew Berry, if you don't draft Anthony Schwartz, what happens on that play? I don't know. Bad things happen. I can't sit there and blame everything on it, but it's like, man, never, ever, 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 ever go try to make a tackle if you're a quarterback, especially if we think you're going to be a franchise quarterback. Don't ever go try to make a tackle. And that year, where it just became a big, what's he going to get, what's he going to get, what's he going to get, which was weird to me, because you think about it, and maybe they just overcorrected their mistake in 2019, and this has become a requiem for Baker, and I'm sorry about that. If they... like, they tried to hand the franchise over to him in 2019. He almost ruined the franchise. They get Kevin in 2020. It's more his way. It's more shared. More, you got to do it this way if we're going to have success. And Baker was better. He was more effective. And then in 2021, where you have these guys and you take over, had they had just told him, and obviously we don't know, like, hey, we're going to take care of you monetarily. Get the surgery. We're going to have 15 years with you.
I remember.
We're going to have 15 years
just
with you.
That as it was going down.
I remember you said just to get the surgery. You and I talked about it.
Yeah.
Just get the surgery, just get the surgery, just get the surgery. But this is where it's a shared responsibility, because mm-hmm, we go, well, Baker wanted $300 million. Of course, Baker wanted $300 million. But all of a sudden, that's when we wanted to draw the line. It's like, wait a minute, you gave him the keys to the truck. Then you took him away, and now you're going to make him distrust you. So it's on both. Like Baker could have said, "I'll have the surgery anyway," and they could have drafted a guy, yeah. And Baker could have still been here, and maybe Baker would have held firm, because we wouldn't have known. We wouldn't have had a whole season of scattershot at best quarterback play. We wouldn't have had a Detroit game where he moped after a win.
We would have just been waiting yes. for him to recover. Yes. And hey, can't wait yes. for next year. And now he's healthy again.
Yes, and it would have been a terrible, terrible, terrible year. Because we would have felt like we were robbed. But it's better than what ended
better
up happening.
Than what happened. And divided the fan base.
And probably divided
the front office.
Yes. So I think that this is gonna be a very careful procedure here, where how much do you trust that person going in? Because man, there's a lot of guys that come off mature, but when it comes down to it, are you going to be mature enough? Because remember, it's even more so now where their programs go through them, and if they don't like it, they'll just leave. More than ever. Like, Baker had to go earn it at Oklahoma. I mean, you had those stories about what Davis Love III, or whatever the hell that guy's name was, who was kicking footballs at him at Texas Tech.
Davis Love
III. Who was that guy who ended up at Texas Tech and then ended up at Cal?
Tommy Armour.
And I you don't remember him because he wasn't any good.
Trevor Knight?
Davis something. It was Davis something.
Yeah.
And how he called Baker his... Davis Webb. He called Baker his ball boy.
Yeah.
And that stuck with Baker. And I'm just giving you the early conversation now because you know what's going to happen in April. Like, we have to learn from the Baker saga as we start this new journey with whoever this other kid's going to be.
And we probably won't.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.